The U.S. lags behind many other industrialized countries in math and science, and one increasingly popular way that parents are trying to give their kids a step up, after-school programs they call Russian math. Russian math relies mainly on Russian teachers and methods to help American students from kindergarten to high school learn math. It started in the Northeast and is now spreading across the country, as Kerry Goldberg from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
It's 3 p.m, and the lobby of the Russian School of Mathematics in the Boston suburb of Newton is buzzing with kids who are here for more math beyond their regular school day. Among them is 10-year-old Liv Davidson. She's been coming here since kindergarten and says it's fun and really helps her with her regular school math.
Well, it's more challenging than school math, way more challenging.
According to the school's latest tally, Davidson is one of 22,000 students of the Russian School of Mathematics across the country. Inessa Rifkin co-founded the school at her dining room table 20 years ago.
We are taking what Soviet did the best, math education, and we bring it out of that awful closed society to free world.
A free world whose economy depends more and more on technology, adding to the pressure parents feel to make sure their kids have a solid grounding in math. Lisa Watanabe sends her daughter to the Russian School of Math in Brookline, Massachusetts.
In the future that the kids will live in, math will be one of the most important skills in addition to computer science. I just feel that if she's strong in math, it will open so many doors.
Extracurricular math is not new, from global chains like Kumon, which originated in Japan, to the online Khan Academy. But Russian math among American schoolchildren is relatively new, and it's spreading so quickly that where it's already popular, some parents say they worry their children will be at a disadvantage if they don't go to Russian math. Students usually attend the Russian School of Math once a week. The price for a typical student, about $2,000 a year. Russian math has a reputation for rigor and thick packets of homework. Inessa Rifkin says the school's curriculum is based on a Russian teaching tradition that emphasizes reasoning and deeper understanding early on, not just memorization and practice drills.
The child should be brought to abstract level as soon as possible, meaning early introduction of algebra and geometry.
The roots of Russian math in America go back to the nuclear face-off between the Soviet Union and the United States during the Cold War. The USSR created elite math and physics schools and funneled the smartest math students into them. It gave teachers strong training and textbooks.
There was a time in the Soviet period when Moscow was, in my opinion, the strongest center of mathematics in the world.
Professor Emeritus Lauren Graham of Harvard and MIT is a leading historian of Russian science.
Then it was hurt a lot by emigration, but it's still strong.
That emigration, mainly of Russian Jews, began as a trickle in the 1970s. But as the Iron Curtain lifted, it turned into a great exodus, including an estimated 500,000 people who came to the United States. Russian School of Math co-founder Inessa Rifkin emigrated to Boston with her family in 1988, and she and her husband adapted quickly. They found work, bought a home, but she was dismayed to find when her son Ilya was in eighth grade, he didn't know any of the math she expected him to know at that age.
So I started to talk to other Russian families, and they had all the same problem, and all of us engineers, and all of us making money with math and science. This is what led us to become independent so quickly. And our kids, they don't know it, so what are they going to do?
The popularity of the school she started 20 years ago can pose some challenges for American schools today. For example, a teacher introducing a new topic only to find a quarter of the students have already covered it in Russian math. And there's concern Russian math could increase the math performance gaps between rich and poor. Stephen Rotondi is the math department chairman at Newton South High School. He has another worry, that the sheer numbers of students in Russian math may add to pressure on parents and kids.
My neighbor's child's in Russian math. I need to be in Russian math. And I think the answer to that is probably no. You don't have to be in Russian math to be successful at math. Does extra math certainly help? Absolutely. I mean, I can't take that away. But, you know, just like extra music lessons outside the school day are going to make you better at playing the violin.
And while Russian math seems to expand the pool of American kids who are comfortable with math, it remains to be seen what effect it will have overall. For now, Russian math teachers say they see a difference at the individual level. When their students face hard problems, they go from immediately saying, "I don't get it," to saying, "Let me think." For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.